Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures up 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed markets in Asia overnight, while European equities are mostly higher in narrow ranges in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields down 5 basis points at 3.90%. The dollar is mostly softer, although it is gaining versus the Japanese yen. Oil is down. Gold is little changed. Industrial metals are higher. Some cautious-leaning Fed speak in recent days is posing questions to the market's dovish rate outlook, although the comments have not budged expectations as the market continues to price in over 150 basis points of Fed easing next year, with the first rate cut in March. Strategists are aligned with the market's trajectory, with firms predicting 4 to 5 rate cuts. However, not all views around deeper cuts are positive, while deeply inverted yield curves are tying into concerns around the lingering recession risk. In other central bank developments, the Bank of Japan left its policy settings unchanged as expected. Forward guidance was unchanged, as the bank pledged to continue easing for as long as necessary, while maintaining its language on inflation. April is still considered the most likely month for a policy change following spring wage talks. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of Australia minutes showed that the board debated whether to hike in December and featured a discussion on its balance sheet normalization strategy. And Bank of France Chief Villeroy said in a publication of the Economic Outlook that inflation will be back at target in 2025. In other news, the implications of geopolitical tensions are back in the spotlight. The Red Sea attacks by Houthi militants saw BP suspend shipments of oil and gas, which boosted oil and gas prices. There are concerns of a wider impact on supply chains. On the data front, there are few developments. In Asia overnight, New Zealand business confidence rose to a March 2015 high, although inflation metrics climbed. And China state media talked up a range of fiscal and monetary policy support measures to take effect in 2024. Due up on today's US economic calendar, building permits, housing starts, Red Book Index, TIC flows, and grid inventories, while in Canada, CPI is due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Accenture and FactSet, and after the close, FedEx. In corporate news, the Financial Times reported that activist investor Cevian Capital has built a 1.2 billion euro stake in UBS, calling it the biggest opportunity in global financials because UBS is valued like an average European bank, not as a leading global wealth manager. Bloomberg reported that Apple is working on a plan to rescue its watch business, with the company's engineers rushing to change the algorithms that measure a user's blood oxygen level. And Reuters reported that Google will pay $700 million in its Google Play App Store antitrust settlement. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday, as regional stocks continued to drift amid a lack of firm catalysts. In regional news, Bank of Japan Governor Ueda said that there won't be much new information ahead of the January monetary policy meeting, suggesting that there is little chance of a rate change. Thailand's trade deficit expanded as exports rose less than forecast, and Malaysia's trade surplus was the smallest in 3 years. European equity markets are mostly higher in early trade. In European news, the ECB said that it has raised capital requirements for 20 banks after judging they have not set aside enough cash to cover unpaid loans. And EU finance ministers are closing in on a new deal on fiscal rules ahead of the self-imposed year-end deadline. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.